Today's the end of the series on how to have the best year of your life. Today you finally get to do something. It's not just about the new year, of course. These three steps work for whatever you undertake. Short or long projects, personal or professional, inner or outer work. First, you open yourself to guidance, then set an intention, and then commit to it. It's important to remain aware of the three steps because more typically, I think most people think of an idea and start on it immediately and then quit. Like New Year's resolutions, like a new diet or an exercise program. I can sustain enthusiasm for about 4 days. The difference with these three steps is that they start with guidance. Divine and human, we say so often, sometimes our answers come through each other or through something we read or hear. Some people also get answers in direct communion with the divine, but God is not limited to that. So if you are open to receive, your higher self will find a way to communicate. You're not just making up what you want to do, you're feeling led. Well, I say led. Sometimes guidance overtakes you. Sometimes it's like a shove, like somebody put their foot in the small of your back, or it just feels inevitable. The Bible is full of stories about people who felt guided or assigned to do something that seemed weird or dangerous. So there's that kind of guidance. You get it in advance. But there's also retroactive guidance. You've already had the idea to do something, and then you remember, oh, I should probably check in on this. Is this divine inspiration or a bad idea? So it's aim, no, wait, get ready, then aim again, and then fire. Which is okay. You're never separate from the source of higher wisdom. You can check in anytime and continually. So first, open to guidance. Then once you have a sense of what is yours to do, or you know very clearly what you're being called to do, set an intention. It's not a goal. It's a declaration or a mission. Goals are specific. Intentions are broad. A goal is, I'm going to lose 30 pounds and exercise 4 times a week. An intention is, I love my body and take care of it. Now, the goals might follow the intentions. They might be the way that you carry out the intentions, but the intentions are broad statements of what you intend to do or even who you want to be. I intend to be joyful today. I will be loving with my mother. I intend to go with the flow today. You can set as many intentions as you want for any occasion. The great thing is the universe remembers them and keeps bringing you opportunities. So today we're at step 3, and I don't have a better word for it than commitment. I know that word gives some people the willies. It just means going forward and sticking with your own intention, following your guidance. We don't need commitment when we're doing something easy and fun. We need commitment when it gets hard, when we fail or encounter obstacles. Talked last week about Thomas Edison, who set an intention to invent a new system to light homes. He knew what he didn't want, oil lamps, but he didn't know what might be better. He set an intention to find it, and he stayed committed to the process despite 1,000 failures as he tried to invent a light bulb. Moses set an intention to free the slaves in Egypt and stayed committed even when Pharaoh said no over and over. But Moses had been clearly guided to do this, and I think it's easier to stay committed when you know this is yours to do. That's why the guidance step is so important. You could even say you're on a mission from God. Think of it that way if it helps. You've been guided to do it, you've declared what you will do, and you stay committed to it even when it's difficult. Remember when we used StrengthsFinder to see what kind of group we are, and it turned out it's a bunch of thinkers in this church, not so much doers. We're great at brainstorming and having ideas, not always with the follow-through. So we treasure those of you who are maximizers and achievers. The rest of us might have to consciously shift gears from thinking to doing. Remember to make that move from intending to commitment. You hear the phone ring, you answer the call, and then stay on the line. Well, sometimes we just put the phone down and drift away. Sometimes we hang up when we find out what the call is about. You might be guided into something surprising or uncomfortable, but you're never forced, and usually the idea grows on you. The same three-step process applies to the parts of your life that thrill you, too. Seek guidance, set an intention, then stay committed, because even the things and people we love can become difficult over time. And our good can take so long to arrive. Part of commitment is keeping the faith without trying to force an outcome. I want to sneak downstairs and see if Santa has come yet. I want to open the darkroom door before the pictures are developed. Some of you are old enough to remember darkrooms. You've probably heard that rockets use 90% of their fuel just to get off the ground, to pull away from gravity and get into orbit. Anything we undertake is like that. Gravity is the old way of doing things. Even if it was painful or destructive, it has been familiar. Even when you really want change, old habits take effort and commitment to pull away from. And I know of no better metaphor for this three-step process than an actual rocket launch. So in a minute, I'm going to show you the launch from Apollo 13 from Earth to orbit. And I invite you to watch it as an allegory. And let me talk for a few minutes first about what I mean. The space program was the result of an intention set by President Kennedy in 1961. He told Congress, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth." You hear that word, commitment? He said it over and over again in that speech. He talked about how hard this would be. He said, "Let it be clear, I am asking the Congress and the country to accept a firm commitment to a new course of action, a course which will last for many years and carry very heavy costs." So the intention was set, and the preparation began. Engineering the spacecraft, training the astronauts, figuring out the launch sequences. There were so many moving parts, many trials and failures and successes, and a lot of these guys were still using slide rules and pencils. The United States first landed on the moon in July of 1969. Apollo 13 was 9 months later. There were unexpected twists before they ever left. Have you all seen the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know. One of the astronauts was exposed to measles, so they wouldn't let him go. And then it turned out he was exactly the person they needed on the ground to get the others back home safely. Your disappointments may be guidance or protection. During the launch, one of the five engines went out, and they decided to just continue with four. Your project won't turn out exactly as you expect. Not everything will work smoothly. But you roll with the unexpected events. You keep going. Well, you roll with the little ones. You marshal everything at your disposal for the big ones. Jim Lovell, played here by Tom Hanks, said there was one glitch on every mission, and he assumed it would be small and manageable. He had no idea that 3 days later an oxygen tank would explode and leave them stranded in space, 200,000 miles from the Earth. That's about letting go of outcomes. Even with their lives in danger, the astronauts didn't say, "Why me?" or "Maybe we shouldn't have come." They kept asking, "What's next?" They stayed focused and committed, and so did mission control. Gene Kranz, one of the flight leaders on the ground, wouldn't allow anyone to utter a negative word in his presence. Apollo 13 never made it to the moon, but was it a wasted trip? You might not end up where you thought you would, but you'll likely find some other meaning in it. During an actual launch, the hardest part is getting off the ground into orbit. That's breaking our old patterns and establishing a new normal. The first few minutes are especially uncomfortable. You're vulnerable, continuously picking up speed. It took less than 13 minutes to get from the Earth into orbit. But there's this shaking and noise, and you have to get everything exactly right, totally out of your comfort zone. You've visualized a million times, even practiced it, but this is real. And you don't know how it will feel until you actually lift off. That is true for any project we undertake. So as you watch, notice all the metaphors, allegories. I'm never sure which it is. It's when one thing is like another. So getting strapped in is like an intention. Checking to make sure you've got everything you need. Waiting for just the right moment to go. And then as you fly, jettisoning the parts that no longer serve you so you can travel lighter. This clip is about 6 minutes. You can interpret it for yourself as you watch. Apply it to whatever is going on in your life right now.
Apollo 13 flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go,
go.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Roger that, Houston. Pad leader, what's your status?
We are go for launch. T-minus 60 seconds and counting.
So we're hauling the mail.
We are go for launch. T-minus
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
Good flight, right down the middle.
We see your BPC is clear.
Roger, EDS to manual. Inboard. Get ready for a little choke, fellas.
That was some little joke.
Cessna, this is 13. We've got a center engine cutoff. Go on the other four.
Roger that, 13. We show the same.
Booster, can you confirm that center engine cutoff?
Roger. Looks like we lost it.
Fido, what's that going to do to us?
Stand by flight.
I need to know if the IU is correcting for the number 5 shutdown.
Houston, what's the story on engine 5?
Looks good. Looks good. We're still go.
We'll be all right as long as we don't lose another one.
Roger that.
A 13, we're not sure why the inboard was out early, but the other engines are a go, so we're just going to burn those remaining engines for a little bit longer.
Roger that. Our gimbals are good. Our trim is good.
Looks like we just had our glitch for this mission.
In 10 seconds.
13, this is Houston. Predicted cutoff is 12 plus 3, 4. Over.
Coming up on 12 minutes 34. And
take out.
Shut down.
And that, gentlemen, is how we do that.
You say that with every movie. I feel so irrelevant. But isn't that how it feels? You start something new and there's all this noise and difficulty, and then once you get up there and you're sailing along, it's like, okay, well, that was no big deal. But it takes a lot. Later on in the movie, when things have gone terribly wrong and the men are stressed and sleepless and cold and at each other's throats, Tom Hanks says, "Gentlemen, what are your intentions?" He says, "I'd like to go home." Given new circumstances, they set a new intention. They stayed committed to it. They did what they had to do to get safely home. And as I watched the whole movie again, I thought, if only I had a mission control, tracking my every move and radioing instructions to me. And then I realized, I do. What is it I come in here and tell you every week? We're never separate from the divine connection. We're always being sent instructions, guidance, and help and support if we tune into the frequency. And we can talk back. We can ask questions. We can work through problems. We can say thank you. Sometimes that's called prayer. We've got celestial committees of helpers. Call them angels or guides. Think of it as your higher self at work for you, or God or Jesus. You've got mission control supporting you in every move you make through this human journey. What are you being asked to do? What are your intentions? Will you commit to them? Those three steps will launch the best year of your life. So let's meditate on Rocket Launches Kit.
Let's all take a very, very big, deep breath, fully in and fully out. And allow yourself to become still in that beautiful, peaceful, centered place. Those deep breaths. Releasing the excitement of that feeling of lifting off. And allow yourself to go to that place where you are trimming your sails a little bit. Thank you. have lifted off. You know that you are heading towards a target. And allow yourself to know that along this journey, you will always be making the slightest of adjustments. You know that there is a divine design for your life. Whether you believe that it is fate or luck or whatever word you might give to it, allow yourself to go deeper and know you are here by divine appointment. That spirit, that power, that intelligence that is inherent in your being is expressing through you as you. And it is here for your good. No matter how long the journey, no matter how many detours you might feel you have taken, you have everything you need in every moment that supercomputer that has every last detail that you need to arrive home safely is all there, always. You just have to open the radio channel, tune into the right frequency, and listen. You will always be guided home. Always. So knowing this truth, as I do, and you do, let's breathe into it. Allow a smile to come to your face. You got this. You got this. So please take another deep breath in fully. Let it out. And express our gratitude with the Alleluia.